Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
You've always got to define your terms when you start into a discussion, because you find out that you're using the same word, but you're talking about two different things. If you're in my town here in Manitou Springs, Colorado, which is a very New Age kind of community, if you ask somebody, do you believe in God? Almost everybody will say yes. But then if you ask, what do you mean by God, they'll define God as a cosmic force rather than as a person. Then you realize, oh, I don't have as much in common with this person as I thought I did. The second question, how do you know that's true? I explained a little bit earlier. Just you've got to really dig in and say, okay, everybody assumes that what they believe is true, but they may not have a very well-defined understanding of what truth actually is. And there's no better way to get people thinking about truth than to ask, how do you know what you believe is actually true? You can also ask something like, why would you believe that? Or how did you arrive at that conclusion? The third question, where do you get your information, is a question of sources. Now, a lot of people say, well, you can't quote the Bible because the Bible is biased. Well, guess what? Every source is biased. If you understand the idea of bias, right? And of course, you want to ask that. What do you mean by bias? But everybody has a Bible they choose to live by. And so what is it? Is it the Bible of their feelings? Is it the Bible of somebody's writings that they learned about in college or whatever it is? And then the fourth question, what happens if you're wrong, is just a question I ask to keep people thinking. I ask this question of myself. I ask it of my staff all of the time when we're making executive decisions. What happens if we're wrong on this? You know, what are the consequences for it? Pascal was a brilliant mathematician, and he really used that question a lot. In fact, he used it as the basis of his decision rule. He said, you know, if you're trying to make a good decision, you have to choose between two options, you want to choose the one that carries with it the fewest negative consequences. We'll use the issue of same-sex marriage as an example, because I know people in Minnesota are really thinking about that today. So on the question of same-sex marriage, well, what happens if you're wrong? Well, what do you mean? Well, a lot of people who are the advocates of same-sex marriage focus in on my rights as a person, or my this or my that. But the reality is, the whole reason the state got in the marriage business to begin with is because man-woman marriage creates a situation that is most stable for society and best for children.